There's no answer to that. I really feel most humble. No conductor either. Surely it shows what a well-trained choir they are. It's called contingency planning. In so many ways, many, many ways, this is an emotionally charged occasion for me tonight, insomuch that it draws to a close an unbroken 50 years of active service to church music north and south of the border. Emotional, yes, because tonight's service of praise has rekindled glorious memories of similar praise festivals and ecumenical musical occasions in which I've been involved, either in conducting or accompanying on the organ in previous years. When one is privileged to derive copious bouts of satisfaction and contentment from any form of community service over a long period of time, I think it becomes a wrench to give it up. And so it is that I consider myself blessed to have been spiritually enriched working with choirs and leading the congregational praise from the organ all through the years from the age of 16, when I was inducted to my first church organist appointment. It has to be said, however, that I simply would not have been able to sustain my contribution to Christian praise throughout so many uninterrupted years were it not for the stoicism and the unstinting support from my wife Mallory and my two daughters. Now, if you just excuse me for a moment. Our children who are here, are you listening, George and Victoria? This is not a magic wand, but it's a conductor's stick or baton used by my late father, Simon Flett, and by myself on numerous past occasions. Here tonight, you're all witness to its symbolic demise. Now, it is an astonishing fact that in its 100-year history, St. Leonard's Parish Church has seen only long-serving ministers and equally long-serving organists. And here I offer a statistic for Stuart Laird to ponder and perhaps take back to presbytery. Only two organists have served this congregation since the year 1933. Quite a remarkable achievement. And guess what? I wasn't even born then. With hindsight, there have been happy times for me within these sacred walls. Examples of that include the United Services of Praise we had in union with St. Ninian's in my formative years here, special selected passages that we sang from musicals such as Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell performed by the choir then and the youth fellowship together. And there were annual Christmas candlelight services, of course, so popularly received and so well supported through large attendances year on year. In fact, I still have in my possession the order of service for the 1981 candlelight service, which of course was my first candlelight here, and of course it was Andrew's immediate predecessors, Alec Mitchell's first candlelight as well. But credit is also due to the choirs of the past and present for their important contributions to Sunday worship. On that note, and with apologies for the pun, I take this opportunity to extend a warm word of thanks to the current choir for their faithful support and their appreciable enthusiasm, It really has been an absolute pleasure to work with him. Thank you. Finally, turning to this momentous gesture on your part, on the choir's part, I simply extend to you all my warmest thanks. I feel humbled by this whole experience tonight and overwhelmed by your kind thoughts and your generosity. And so in laying down the office of organist and choir master here tonight, I say to you all, thank you for your bountiful friendship, your support, and may God's blessing remain with you and all those dear to you. Thank you.